currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Looking to try a new restaurant? Need to find a unique place to host a wedding or a business event? Then visit Kirkland's new tourism website, explorekirkland.com. Here you can search Kirkland's wealth of dining options by type of cuisine or by neighborhood, find your favorite restaurant using Google Maps, and use the shopping guide to locate unique shops. A handy event calendar helps you browse for things to do around the city, from art gallery exhibits to live music and comedy shows to wine tasting events. You also can download the current event guide and check out the latest hotel specials, and consult the visitor's guide for weekend itineraries when friends or family come to visit. Free printed visitor's guides and dining guides are now available in various hotels, restaurants, and galleries around the city. You can also grab them at the Chamber's new visitor center at 223 Kirkland Avenue, Suite 102. The website was developed by the City of Kirkland Tourism Program, utilizing lodging tax funds to promote Kirkland as a destination. In addition to finding out what's happening in Kirkland, you can also place your own event on the calendar. So go to explorekirkland.com now and start planning a fun-filled adventure in Kirkland. Speaking of adventures, Art Walk Night in downtown Kirkland will now be the second Friday of the month. That's April 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. The City of Kirkland Cultural Council Artilization Team and Kirkland Art Galleries are invigorating the Art Walk experience in downtown Kirkland with new sidewalk activities and temporary artist placement in the participating businesses. Interested in what was in store for this month's Art Walk, we decided to investigate.
Well, I think Park Lane will be abuzz with a lot of excitement as we introduce the first Second Friday Art Walk. We're moving the day to Second Fridays, and we want everyone to come out and enjoy Park Lane and the rest of Kirkland and the art and music and the other things that we have going on for this event. In our gallery, we'll have Teresa Saya, who is a Northwest, well-known Northwest artist. She'll be here doing a demo of her original pastel paintings for Art Walk, and so it'll be a chance for them not only to meet the artist, but see what goes into creating these beautiful works of art. We're pretty excited about her being able to be here for that.
Well, in our case, we're having two artists in action that night, a plein air painter, oil painter, and also an acrylic painter, and they will develop a painting right there before the eyes of the customers, so they should come down and see that.
Each month, we have featured artists and also, the membership has art hung, and we change the artwork every month, so we have new artwork up. We also will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary, and so they have something planned in around June for blocking off the street and celebrating with the merchants in our area.
Actually, I saw it as I was driving underneath it the other day, and it sounds like a fun thing to do. I haven't done it before, but, you know, give it a shot and you know, see what it's all about. And it's nice that it's local, too. So you can kind of walk around and then just stumble back home.
Exciting changes are in store for art walkers. The Art Walk is a free, self-guided public art experience which brings art lovers and community friends together in downtown Kirkland. For more details, visit kirklandartwalk.org. A unique memorial was held recently for one of Kirkland's favorite citizens, Bill Petter. Here's Pamela Jardine with the story.
It's a wet spring morning here in the corner of Central Way in downtown Kirkland. We are celebrating the life of Bill Petter, who passed away just 4 days earlier on Monday. Bill was known for his wave and his smile every morning on Lake Washington Boulevard.
The turnout was extraordinary for an extraordinary man. About 200 people showed up for the event. In a letter to King 5 News, Benjamin Petter, Bill's grandson, invited everyone to join in on this memorial walk.
Well, somewhat of a community effort. This was something that he had done for the last 25 years, and it kind of became iconic to the Kirkland community that he would walk and say hi to everybody in the morning. So it was certainly a neat thing and something for us to pay tribute to his passing, but and also celebrate his life.
Many folks turned out to share their story about Bill.
I used to commute to Bellevue about 18 years ago, and he was always out walking on his morning stroll, and he waved at all the cars, and I just thought that he brought so much kindness and so much love to our community, and he was really an amazing man.
He would, you know, come up and wave and say, "We woke up another day in paradise." So he and I would hug each other and talk about the charities that we gave to. So Bill was a really kind soul, and my runs on the water will never be the same.
Bill Petter was the founder of Bell Kirk Motors in 1963, just a few years after Volvos were available in the United States. Eric Petter fondly remembers working at the dealership.
So I used to wash all the cars. I used to park them right out on the sidewalk here.
As the walk began, everyone began to remember him with his trademark wave as the people passed by. We had the honor of interviewing Bill during one of his walks last summer.
It started out why I didn't wave at everybody, but I ran into a lady one day and she said, "Do you wave at everybody?" So anyway, she said, "Oh, you ought to wave at everybody." So I started, and that's been a long time ago. I mean, over 20 years ago. And if I go the whole 3 miles, why? I will wave at 750 cars, a wave or a salute or at least a smile. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Terrific.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
He shared a lot about himself, his thoughts on his hometown.
I love Kirkland. I love the lake. It's interesting to walk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And his philosophy on life, inspirations, and of course, his grandkids.
Five boys and one girl. And so we get along good, and they think it's okay for Grandpa to walk.
Bill loved Kirkland, and Kirkland loved Bill.
One day I was walking along here, and a lady pulled over, stopped, got out. She said, "This is will be my last day that I get to see you, and because I'm retiring today." And she was a brigadier general. She presented me with the medal. For excellence, which I thought was just too cool.
While on our walk that day, we ran into one of Bill's friends.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How about yourself?
Oh, terrific.
Star,
having
be.
Fun today.
Yeah. Bill was a supporter of many causes through his involvement with Kirkland Kiwanis, March of Dimes.
He's like the number one fundraiser for March of Dimes and stuff like that.
Kirkland Interfaith Transitional Housing, and more.
He was on our Civil Service Commission, which for a long, long time, and he gave to the fire department and the police department in many ways, and it was an honor to be able to come here and pay tribute to Bill this morning and do what he did, wave at everybody and start their day off right.
I asked Bill's grandson how he thought the walk went.
It went absolutely awesome. It was just such a great turnout. Everybody was having such a good time, and all the drivers just seemed to be super into it. Oh, they were just having a lot of fun remembering Grandpa and just loving every bit of it. Oh, I don't know. I mean, he was just a great guy. He seemed like he was everybody's grandpa, not just mine.
Everybody's grandpa, bringing kindness, love, and inspiration to the Kirkland community. He will be missed.
Our hearts go out to Bill Petter's family and friends this morning as we remember his life, his smile, and his wave. This is Pam Jardine with Currently Kirkland.
Thank you, Pam. If you are interested in more about Bill Petter, you can find a link to our previous story about Bill at the website below. Learn how to prepare for a disaster in your neighborhood. with the map Your Neighborhood Train the Trainer course. The course teaches residents the 9 steps to take immediately following a disaster, including how to identify the skills and equipment each neighbor has that would be useful in an effective disaster response. Creating a neighborhood map identifying the locations of natural gas and propane tanks for quick response if needed. Creating a contact list to help identify those with specific needs such as elderly, disabled, or children. And working together as a team to evaluate the neighborhood during the first hour following a disaster and take the necessary actions. The Map Your Neighborhood program takes place Wednesday, April 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Kirkland City Hall Peter Kirk Room. Last year, Kirkland was a finalist for the National Citizen Corps Achievement Awards, celebrating resilient communities in the Preparing the Public Award by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency for the program. For more information, visit the community involvement page on the city's website. Are you still looking for a way to help those affected by the earthquake and tsunami in Japan? Look no further than Jazz for Japan, a benefit concert featuring music by Jay Thomas, Usual Suspects Big Band, Jake Bergvin, Greg Williamson Quartet, and Kobe Sister City vocalists Kelly Eisenhower, Karen Shivers, Emmy Meyer. The benefit concert will be held Monday, April 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kirkland Performance Center. Seats are $15, with all proceeds from ticket sales going directly to Peace Winds Japan Disaster Relief. Peace Winds America will also have information on and be taking donations for their Ready on the Ground relief efforts. For more information, visit kpcenter.org. Get your eye patches and peg legs. It's time for Captain Jack's 8K. Run or walk in the race to raise money for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. The race embarks Sunday, April 10th at 8:30 a.m. at Juanita Beach Park. Those interested must register before race day to participate. For more information or to register, visit btomultisports.com or Everyday Athlete located at 11829 98th Avenue Northeast. Are you ready to duck, dip, dive, and dodge? Then register for the city's Spring Co-Ed Dodgeball League. The league begins in early April. Games are played every Wednesday night at the Kirkland Junior High Gymnasium. Registration is now available online at kirklandparks.net or by calling 425-587-3330. The reference code is 31347 for the upper division and 31348 for the lower division. Information and registration for other sports and recreation activities are available at kirklandparks.net. After all that running and dodging, you're going to want to treat yourself to some yummy goodness, and Ben & Jerry's has just the treat for you. Free Cone Day, Tuesday, April 12th. You can find your free scoop of funky-flavored ice cream at Kirkland's Ben & Jerry's, located on 176 Lake Street South. For more information about the event and for more scoop shop locations, visit benandjerry.com. Good news for the kids of Kirkland. The new playground at Peter Kirk Park will be completed by next Sunday, April 11th. The city of Kirkland replaces one or two of its 24 playgrounds, 25 after annexation, each year as needed for safety and economic reasons.
Yes, everybody's looking forward to the new playground. It gets checked out quite often, let me tell you, to see the progress.
The playground at Peter Kirk Park was last replaced in the early 1990s. The city also plans to replace the playground at Houghton Beach Park later this year. For more information, visit the Parks and Community Services page of the city's website. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online and on your mobile device. Just visit the city's website and click Watch On Demand Programming, or you can catch us on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. See you next week.